TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features biotech entrepreneur Leila Pirhaji, recorded live at TED 2019.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2003, when we sequenced the human genome, we thought we would have the answer to treat many diseases. But the reality is far from that. Because in addition to our genes, our environment, and lifestyle could have a significant role in developing many major diseases. One example is fatty liver disease, which is affecting over 20% of the population globally, and it has no treatment and leads to liver cancer or liver failure. So sequencing DNA alone doesn't give us enough information to find effective therapeutics. On the bright side, there are many other molecules in our body. In fact, there are over 100,000 metabolites. Metabolites are any molecule that are super small in their size. Known examples are glucose, fructose, fats, cholesterol, things we hear all the time. Metabolites are involved in our metabolism. They are also downstream of DNA, so they carry information from both our genes as well as lifestyle. Understanding metabolites is essential to find treatments for many diseases. I've always wanted to treat patients. Despite that, 15 years ago, I left medical school as I missed mathematics. Soon after, I found the coolest thing. I can use mathematics to study medicine. Since then, I've been developing algorithms to analyze biological data. So it sounded easy. Let's collect data from all the metabolites in our body, develop mathematical models to describe how they are changed in a disease, and intervene those changes to treat them. Then I realized why no one has done this before. It's extremely difficult. There are many metabolites in our body. Each one is different from the other one. For some metabolites, we can measure their molecular mass using mass spectrometry instrument. But because there could be like 10 molecules with the exact same mass, we don't know exactly what they are. And if we want to clearly identify all of them, we have to do more experiments, which could take decades and billions of dollars. So we develop an artificial intelligence, or AI platform, to do that. We leverage the growth of biological data and build a database of any existing information about metabolites and their interactions with other molecules. We combine all this data as a mega network. Then, from tissues or blood of patients, we measure masses of metabolites and find the masses that are changed in a disease. But as I mentioned earlier, we don't know exactly what they are. Like a molecular mass of 180 could be their glucose, galactose, or fructose. They all have the exact same mass, but different functions in our body. Our AI algorithm considers all these ambiguities. It then mines that mega network to find how those metabolite masses are connected to each other that result in disease. And because of the way they are connected, then we are able to infer what each metabolite mass is, like that 180 could be glucose here, and more importantly, to discover how changes in glucose and other metabolites lead to a disease. This novel understanding of disease mechanisms then enable us to discover effective therapeutics to target that. So we formed a startup company to bring this technology to the market and impact people's lives. Now, my team and I at RevivMed are working to discover therapeutics for major diseases that metabolites are key drivers for, like fatty liver disease, because it is caused by accumulation of fats, which are types of metabolites in the liver, and as I mentioned earlier, is a huge epidemic with no treatment. And fatty liver disease is just one example. Moving forward, we are going to tackle hundreds of other diseases with no treatment. And by collecting more and more data about metabolites and understanding how changes in metabolites leads to developing diseases, our algorithms will get smarter and smarter to discover the right therapeutics for the right patients. And we will get closer to reach our vision of saving lives with every line of code. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.